At the southern end of the road, Ryan and JB were keeping watch, ready to cue their comrades when the vehicle was near enough to commence shooting. Ryan saw the WAG hesitate, then veer on its course.
Gotcha. Wounded heading this way. We can take this one.
Both Doc and Mildred took heart and drew on inner reserves of strength, the like of which had kept them alive before in situations where they should have succumbed. For like Jack, this time they were truly fighting for their lives. If they could capture the WAG and use it to get into the redoubt, they stood a chance of conquering the disease. They shouldered the laser blasters, ready to swing out and face the oncoming vehicle at Ryan's cue. On the far side of the road, JB turned back to Dean, Jack, and Christy, who were waiting for his word.
One coming. Damaged and slowed up. This is our best shot.
I hear ya.
Ryan and JB stood watching. The WAG seemed to take an eternity to approach. For both men, this was a familiar combat situation, and the familiar feelings flooded through them. The icy coolness that marked a survivor from one who'd be chilled, the rush of adrenaline pumping through the veins, the exhilaration as every nerve screamed for action, the way the time seemed to slow so that every second took an hour, enabling their combat-trained minds to analyze the situation and plan a response. A mixture of cool intelligence and gut instinct that was born of cold, hard experience. The black, faceless visage of the WAG became larger and larger, filling the field of vision of both men. As it progressed, desultory laser blasts came from portholes at the side, directed at the bars and guardies lining the strip. Random fire that hoped to score some kind of hit and give them a moment's relief from the ceaseless, intense fire. Both Ryan and JB dug deep within themselves. The WAG was now upon them. It had no front window, just a narrow grille with tinted armor glass behind it, making the vehicle oppressively opaque. There must be a camera on the front somewhere, Ryan thought, to enable the driver to get a better view. If only he could see where, he could knock it out and effectively disable the thing. No matter, it was time.
Now!
The one-eyed warrior and armorer ran from cover, dropping to the sidewalk as they came out into the open, firing as they fell. The laser blasts hit the WAG's front full on, and although it was unlikely that they did any damage, the shock they gave the WAG driver was invaluable. He jerked the vehicle sideways, braking suddenly in a reflex move and throwing the WAG into a spin. As the others came out from the alleyways and took up firing positions, they could see the portholes on the side turn to them, offering the smallest gaps in which to fire. Dean, Christy, and Mildred shot at them. Both Dean and Christy were good shots, and Mildred, despite the onset of the pox, had never lost the skills that had made her an Olympic sharpshooter in her pre-dark life. Laser fire rained on the side of the WAG. This left Jack and Doc to join Ryan and JB in concentrating on disabling the vehicle. From ground level, Ryan and JB were sending long strings of laser fire that picked at the metal covering on the machine's underside. Smoke issued from beneath the chassis. Some damage had apparently been done. They had no way of knowing that the maintenance cover had been sheared and the electrical system had been blown.
One tire blown. Blow one more, they fucked.
Go for it!
Need better position.
Jack started to crawl along the sidewalk, circling around the armorer as he continued firing. The prolonged bursts of fire on the ops list were restricted return fire from the illuminated warriors within. So it was a danger for Jack to advance on the WAG. The companions were all within a radius of a few yards. It would only take one snapped-off blast to chill one of them. On the far side of the road, Doc could see Jack attempt this move and understood his intent. He could also see that there was no one to cover the albino teen as he moved. Ignoring the pain that shot through his chest and back as he moved, the older man also began to move forward, firing at the WAG.
Doc! What the hell do you think you're doing?
No, Dr. Wyeth. Do not question. Just fire. Jack must have a distraction.
Doc dropped to a crouch and moved forward, firing at the underside of the WAG and obliquely at the front. He was determined that any attention given to Jack should at the very least be split, giving him a better chance. And it worked. The desultory fire from the WAG started to strafe the sidewalk where Doc advanced, forcing him to take cover in a doorway. But his fire had enabled Jack to slip past the illuminated defenses, seemingly without their noticing. Jack was now able to sight the two front wheels with ease. One was already blown. The other followed swiftly with one laser burst. The rubber burned and melted as the air exploded from within. Two wheels would make it almost impossible. But if it was a four-wheel drive, the Jack also needed to take out a back tire. He moved in closer so that he was almost underneath the vehicle. He positioned himself and fired. J Jack was so close that he could feel the blast of air as the tire melted, and the air forced its way from the wrecked tubing. The stench of melted rubber filled his lungs. Three tires were blown. Now they'd have to come out into the open. Jack crawled backward triple quick, for the first time noticing that he hadn't been fired upon. A glance toward Doc, holed up in a doorway and drawing fire, told him why. Time to return the favor. Jack rose to his feet and started firing on the wag as he retreated. Drawing the sparse illuminated fire, so Doc could make his way back to safety. The wag fell silent. Although the companions kept firing, there was no return fire. Ryan ceased and held up a hand to the others to follow suit. But they had already stopped firing. Now it was a waiting game. The companions retreated to the alleyway. The illuminated wag was out of commission, and those inside had two options. They could stay there indefinitely, or come out and fight in an attempt to reach their comrades and return to the redoubt. They cut the engine. The vehicle sat, dark, malevolent, and silent.
What next?
The companions had been able to halt and disable their enemy, but the gate party who'd effected an ambush at the other end of the street hadn't been so fortunate. The wag hadn't been damaged and had been able to build speed as it tried to escape the grins and the continuing fire. Tammy led the attack party. She watched as the wag approached. She leapt into the machine's path, followed by her warriors from either side of the road. With the wag coming head-on, there was little chance of any initial fire in their direction. They were able to fire off volley after volley, peppering the front of the wag. Unlikely to penetrate the alloy covering, the intent was to try to shatter the armor glass with the lasers, or at least make it so hard for the driver to see that he would veer off the main drag and crash into one of the buildings. To an extent, it worked. The wag did veer sideways, throwing it off track. Some gate warriors dropped, firing at the underside and trying to disable the wheels. The return fire from the wag's side was instant and claimed two Amazons. The lasers burned their flesh, the smell rising with their screams as they fell.
Cover! Cover!
While her warriors sought cover, Tammy stayed upright in the middle of the road, directing her fire in an arc along the obslits. She ignored the enemy fire that cut trails in the earth and tarmac around her, her face grim as she continued to fire, waiting for those under her command to get clear. Tammy knew that if no one covered the women as they made their way, then all would stand a good chance of getting chilled. But if she stood and fired, then most would make it. It would be harder for them to pick her off. Tammy was relieved when the warriors in cover began to fire so that she could reach safety. The driver crashed gears, panicking and trying to right his vehicle. The vehicle moved backward and forward, trying to hurriedly right its course while still being fired upon. Laser blasts tried to knock out the tires and hit underneath while still peppering the sides to prevent return fire.
We're not doing it! We haven't damaged the bastard at all!
The wag did finally manage to right its course. It easily drove through the hail of fire, breaking past them and picking up speed as it hit the blacktop and led away from the main strip. The gate warriors kept firing.
No good! Stop! Fucking stop! Fuck it, I hope Ryan's doing better.
The air crackled with tension. Nobody moved. They could only wait and see.
What the hell are they doing in there?
Finally, the back of the illuminated wag opened. The soldiers quickly emerged. Two came first, running sideways to take cover in the doorways and lay down a covering fire with their laser blasters. They were followed by three groups of two, eight fighters in all. The companions returned fire and cut down two illuminated ones before they'd even reached cover, the laser cutting across their bodies and making their one-piece suits smoke as the material smoldered. The lack of sound, their screams muffled within their helmets, made their chilling and uncanny sight, as they seemed merely to crumple to the dirt. The remaining six found themselves clumped together in two doorways with little cover for them all, and no way of safely firing. They were hopelessly inept. For a moment, Ryan hoped they would surrender. Chilling them would be like killing defenseless children, and if they lived, at least he stood a chance of learning something about the redoubt. Any such hope was fleeting. They may have been tactically inept, but their courage could not at the moment be doubted. Two soldiers fell flat, laying down cover fire, while the others charged forward, heading for the companions' alleys. They kept firing as they ran, the laser beams raking the head of the alley. Their hope was that they could stop the companions from firing by making it too hard to take aim, and perhaps hitting some of them by chance. An insane, suicidal tactic. They were picked off with ease. The combat was over in a matter of seconds.